This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Metro Denver's transit system has appointed a new chief of police. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
RTD's chief of police and emergency management retired in March. On Tuesday, the transit agency announced Joel Fitzgerald Sr. will take over the role. Fitzgerald has 3 decades of law enforcement experience and has run 4 police departments. But this will be his first time as a chief of a transit system's police force. He has his work cut out for him. Crime on buses, trains, and at stations has plagued the district. More than 1,000 people have been arrested around Union Station in 2022. Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Meanwhile, trains to Denver International Airport were disrupted this morning after thieves swiped copper wiring from an RTD track. The A line normally runs between the airport and Union Station downtown, but RTD says it's indefinitely replacing that service with shuttle buses from Central Park Station. The agency doesn't know how long repairs will take. They say travelers should expect delays around 45 minutes. The old airport tower in Denver's Central Park is now home to Flightco Brewing. The 164-foot structure is a landmark in the neighborhoods around the old 60s aviation relic. A longtime football coach in Colorado has died. Kay Dalton was head coach for the University of Northern Colorado for 6 seasons in the early 2000s. He also played for Colorado State and coached all over the state with stops in Fort Collins, Trinidad, and at CU. Dalton also had stints in professional football, coaching in the Canadian Football League and for several NFL teams, including the Denver Broncos. Dalton was 90 years old. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.